We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
One of the biggest weekends of the year in Pittsburgh, certainly. We have the St. Patrick's Day Parade tomorrow. And of course, the actual day is Sunday, and a lot of people have already started. Meanwhile, we have a great history and tradition with St. Patrick's Day and Ireland. Joining us on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline, the founder of Odd, Mysterious, and Fascinating History of Pittsburgh on Facebook, John Shulkoski. John, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Larry.
Earlier today, we had on the parade chairman, they call him Big Mac, and he told me about St. Patrick's Church in the Strip District, and they had just recently spent a lot of money fixing it up, but it has a great history.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's the first Catholic church in Pittsburgh, so that's number one, right? It was founded back in 1808. There's a statue of St. Patrick right there. But my favorite fact about the St. Patrick's Church in the Strip District is that there used to be catacombs underneath the building.
Really?
Now, the catacombs were, believe it or not, larger than 100 yards. So entire football field-sized catacombs underneath the Strip District.
I never knew that. Is it what happened to them? What did they do?
So they were built there by Father Cox, who was a legend in his own right. But he was the pastor there at that church, and he decided to build these in the 1920s. And he imported things from the Vatican and from Rome, and even had actual artifacts that they brought. They allowed for the first time ever to allow out of Rome to be put in the catacombs here in Pittsburgh. Well, St. Patrick's church down there had not necessarily the best of luck, and it burned down at least three times. The third time that it burned down, which was 1930s, I guess while they were putting out the flames, most of the tunnels and the catacombs were flooded because of that, and they just never rebuilt. They just buried them, you know, put them on top, and that was it. Who knows if they're still there? They could still be there. They do have artificial catacombs on the second floor of the building, which is still pretty fascinating to go check out, but the legend of those catacombs is now lost to time.
That is so cool, I didn't know that. And again, they've redone the church, including the statue of St. Patrick. So what else, and some odd, mysterious connections?
Yeah, so St. Patrick's Day celebrations go back to the very beginning here in Pittsburgh. I mean, Pittsburgh, of course, was founded by the Scotch and the Irish. But if you go back to the Whiskey Rebellion, right, the Irish were here and leading the protests against the whiskey tax that was put on the citizens here of this area, and they helped lead the revolt many people were dependent upon whiskey for not only trade but also for drinking. And this continued throughout the newspapers and their influence the early Irish of Pittsburgh in organizing, and they were the first kind of group of nationality to organize labor and to organize together through their shared connections, and that goes for going through the origin of the first parades. In fact, I found news articles that featured a parade, a St. Patrick's Day parade here in Pittsburgh, many years before that we even knew. So kind of what's generally known is 1868 was the first parade, but I've actually found accounts of earlier ones. And they would all march downtown. There was this one parade that happened in 1847 where there was over 600 Irishmen that marched down the street. So it's been going on here a long time. And before that, they would have hotel, they'd rent out a hotel and have big masquerade balls and speeches and parties. And you know, we're pretty proud of our Irish past here in Pittsburgh.
Well, if you go way back to the last century, the big flood is still famous because how high did the water get?
Yeah, so not only did before this, so March 16th, okay, we had more rain that fell here in Pittsburgh. It was 1936. That added to the already 36 inches of snow that has fell down within that week beforehand. Started to melt the snow, flooded the Allegheny and Monongahela rivers, washed out the entire north side, started raising the waters downtown, and they reached a peak of 46 feet.
Oh, that's insane. There used to be a marker on some of the buildings.
Yeah, there's many multiple markers actually down at most famously Kaufman's, you know, and Horns downtown always had those marks down there. But yeah, it was 20 feet over the stage level, the flood stage level. You know, by the time it was done and over with, 62 people here in Pittsburgh were dead, 500 were injured, and over 135,000 were left homeless.
You know, my mom, who grew up in Millville, was a little girl. She was rescued from the second story in a canoe.
Wow.
Well, we don't have to worry about that this weekend, weather-wise, right. But are we allowed to talk about your new show?
Yeah, of course.
John Schilkoski, founder of The Odd, Mysterious, Fascinating History of Pittsburgh on Facebook, is going to soon have his own show here on KDK Radio. We're very excited for you, John. Tell us about it.
Yeah, thank you very much. It's going to be on every single Friday starting in April, and it's a podcast where we get the, you know, how I'm on the radio all the time talking about 50 stories at once. This, I get a chance to really, you know, dig deep and dive into one story and extend that story out. So, you know, I'm going to start, the very first story we're going to do is prehistoric Pittsburgh, because, you know, where else do you start?
Well, that's so a good place to start. And I can't tell you how excited I know John and I are. We've been big fans of your work. And if you haven't seen John's Facebook page, Odd, Mysterious, Fascinating History of Pittsburgh, John Schilkoski, good luck with the new show and have a great weekend.
Hey, you too. Happy St. Patrick's Day.
On our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.